Yeah, but we know it's not that simple, otherwise we wouldn't be talking about it.
I think, as usual,
it's a fantastic point.
About the fact that Southend seem to just want to sign any convict available at the moment. So
even the Chevy at Burnley, they're coaches. Solskjaer ain't a coach.
Funny thing is, if he was anywhere near Sean Dyche, you wouldn't call him a Chevy, would he?
Jim, I think you should do a golf podcast.
Oh, I agree, Andy. That's the way it's going in life at the moment.
Evening, everyone. Here we are. The Euros are starting tonight.
Come on, the boys.
I think Jim's a bit excited with his gear. He's got a bit of England attire on tonight. He can't wait for the first game on Sunday. In fact, none of us can wait until the first game on Sunday. So we're joining you live tonight for the first time. And we're going to be looking to cover up a few things tonight. We're going to be talking about what we think Southgate will be putting forward as his starting 15 on Sunday. We're also going to be taking questions live from anyone who's on the Facebook live feed tonight as well. So we'll be taking all your questions in. So if you've got anything you want to ask, then send it in to us.
Or if you want to say hello, or if you think I look good.
Yeah, or Microsoft. We'll take it all.
And then just to remind everyone, we've got the raffle as well. So the raffle will be going on tonight, and we'll be letting someone know if they've won an England shirt. So we're looking forward to that. So we welcome you all this evening. The first game's kicking off in, 40 minutes, Italy versus Turkey, which we're really looking forward to. So what we're going to start with then is we're going to start with what we think will be the starting 15. So starting 11 and four subs, or five subs for the first game on Sunday. And we're going to start with Jim. Take us through his team.
We're going to start with Jim, but
he ain't done subs.
Haven't got any subs, so might wing it. Right, here's one I prepared earlier.
Little bit cannon over it.
Right, you probably can't see this, so it's irrelevant. Right, standard Pickford in goal. I think we all know that, don't we?
Yeah, wouldn't necessarily pick him, but I think Southgate's going to go with Pickford, isn't he?
And yeah, what's that? What Henderson? Johnson ain't getting in. They had a great season, but it is what it is, isn't it?
It's Pickford. Definitely.
We're going there. Right, so I'm going four at the back. I'm going Walker right back. I think just defensive performance, I think he's worthy of the place. And I probably would have debated between him and Trent had it not happened last week.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of Trent.
What a shame.
two centre-halves, John Stones and Mings. I know Mings had a bad game last week, but again, Maguire probably would have got in there with Stones, but he ain't fit.
Trained though, didn't he? Recently?
He did train, but they're just drip feeding you a little bit. You try and look for a bit of gossip and all that, you just don't know, do you?
Spot on.
So I've got Mings and Stone, and I've got Shaw left back. Love Chilwell, big fan, but it's Luke Shaw for me. The way that he's played, the way that he's attacking, I think he's great. Now I've got two holding. I've got Rice and Bellingham.
Love to see Bellingham start.
It's Bellingham.
Could you imagine?
Bellingham's biggest fan over here.
I'm the Bellingham fan club.
Yeah.
And I don't see why people don't see it. At 17 years old. He's incredible.
What is it about Bellingham, though?
What
is it about him that... So let's forget his age.
It just excites me.
No, because I think the age is such a big thing, isn't it?
It's, probably. Yeah, I'm getting sucked right into it because he's such a
He's that good at that young, isn't he?
But at that age, on that field, the way that he plays for Dortmund and the way he was at Birmingham as well, he's so composed.
Yeah.
And he's like a young Dembele, I think, isn't he?
My only fear of him is, with a lot of our young players, and what's happened is that that gets taken away from him and he gets told what to do so much. Let him be him.
Yeah.
And I think he would be
express himself.
Yeah, just let him be him. I've got Rice and Bellingham. And then I've got Mason Mount in front of him. I think he deserves his place. I think his season, I think his work rate, his creativity, set pieces, I think he's on top. And then whether it's too young or too inexperienced, I don't know, but I've gone Foden and Grealish.
Yeah.
To see both of them play, I don't think there's many defences they would fear. Oh, Grealish alone, but Foden's been incredible. And if Guardiola's got the balls to play Foden as much as he has, he's got a right to be in that team. Yeah. Guardiola knows what he's doing.
And he's beat Sterling to that spot, hasn't he, in the Man City team. So
I think he has, and all in the papers saying form and stats and all that.
Yeah.
Foden's got it ticks all of his boxes.
He's better. He has a better season, isn't he?
Much big man up top.
Captain Kane.
Holding midfielder.
We ain't getting into this. We're here for years.
And then we're going to go subs. This is completely blind because I haven't done it. goalkeeper will be Henderson. I do like Johnson. He had a great season. He's got such a high shot save percentage. But it's probably the fact that where he played.
Yeah.
Probably got hammered all season.
Yeah.
So probably went in his favour. But Henderson for me, the quality. Defence, Cody. I'd put Cody on the bench. I'd probably put Cody and Trippier.
Yeah. Well, we've got two more slots, mate.
Calvert-Lewin would be my backup.
I think you need that in case we get to that stage of the game and you need a target man to try.
He's on
one. And last place for the subs, just because he played the other day. And if there's any chance of getting him on the field, I'd have Henderson.
Jordan.
Yeah. I love it, man. And that's me.
Well, we'll see how you get on, Jim. So just a reminder, we're doing a little game here where you get 10 points if your player starts, 2 points if they're on the bench, and 5 points if they come on. So
I've ignored all of that and gone purely on passion.
I'd love Bellingham to start, but I just can't see it happening.
I don't think
that's a bad team, Jim. So
that team beats Croatia.
I can't argue it. All right, well, let's move on swiftly then. So, Ginger Prince, take us through your 11 and subs then.
So, I've got the same GK as Jim, Pickford in goal. Southgate loves him. I love him. We know what we're talking about. We're going 5 at the back. So I just think Southgate's going to play 5 at the back, and it's going to be Trippier right back.
I love that you're playing the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, my team is completely different, but I want to win. He's going to play Trippier right back with Walker, Stones and Maguire centre-halves with Chilwell left back.
You reckon Maguire will be fit then?
Yeah, I reckon he starts.
You think his head game? My games?
Yeah, I reckon he's in. I reckon Southgate...
I'm not against it.
No, I don't think anyone's against it. Well, he's better than Tyrone Mings, isn't he? So... I reckon Southgate sort of give us all the
cereal.
Yeah, but I hope so anyway. He's better than Tyrone Mings. But yeah, so that's my back five. And I've gone with Rice and Mount. I wanted to go Rice and Phillips, but I think if he does that, it's so negative, and I don't think he can.
No, I think it's probably because he's better players than Phillips.
Well, much better, but that aside, so I think Rice is obviously a shoo-in, Mount is a definite, and then my front three are Foden, Kane and Sterling.
Sterling.
Wow. I don't think he'll start, but he's just got some sort of agenda against him, I think.
Is that why you think you're going to run out of friendlies?
Yeah, I think that's why he's starting both games in the friendlies. I don't think he's... But who's a better player?
Can you ignore him, though?
Who's a better player to come on from the bench? Sterling or Grealish? And I'm not saying I would start Grealish. I would start him, but...
Not Saka, then?
Well, he made the squad. That was right. But no, I think who's a better player to bring off the bench at 60 minutes, Grealish? Give him the ball. When people are tired, takes it random.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I don't know how you can ignore Grealish.
I mean, he's in my team, but I just... Southgate, he's not a fan of him, is he?
In my team,
Grealish starts. Okay. The subs, I've gone with Dean Henderson. I've gone with Phillips, because he loves him, doesn't he? He loves Calvin Phillips. I've gone with Rashford, DCL, Jordan Henderson, and Jack Grealish.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Good squad.
The thing is, I was watching Sky Sports this morning, and we don't really know, do we? If we're being honest, there's probably the core, which you know I love.
Yeah.
But past the core, I'm not sure we know. So past Pickford, Stones, Mount, Kane, the rest of it's pretty much a...
I think Rice isn't there, isn't
it? So no, Shemo, is that not... We've probably never done this before, going into a tournament, being that unpredictable.
Yeah.
Is it like a new... I don't know. It is very unpredictable.
I like it.
Yeah.
But then there's a part of me that really thinks that he's just going to turn up, play five at the back again, with two holders and then seven or three attackers.
So defensive, though, isn't it?
And it pisses, so if he does that, it pisses me off.
Right, so...
But, on to you, H.
Do you now want to know what the Southgate starting 11 is? Because I've got it here. I've been up St George's this morning before we played golf, and I've had a chat with him about who's going to start. So this is my starting 11. So I reckon he will go Pickford, which I think is nailed on, isn't it? Shooting. I reckon again Walker, Stones, Mings, Shaw. This whole idea of Shaw playing as part of a three at the back is worrying me, because I think Shaw's been amazing for United this season, playing at left back.
If he plays centre back, I think he's going to be made to be a scapegoat.
I think it should be wasted. I think
he's going to be made to be a scapegoat if he plays centre back.
I think he's been Man United's best player this season.
Yeah.
He's been getting forward and creating.
Yeah, Bruno Fernandes had a good season, but I'll digress. Carry on.
I think he's going to go with Rice and Henderson, unfortunately. I don't want him to play two holding midfielders, but I think he will go Rice and Henderson.
Henderson's going to play.
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed that
Henderson's a bit more attacking, though.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Henderson shouldn't have taken that penalty from whoever was going to take
ACL.
It.
He knows that from ACL.
And yeah. I think Southgate was a bit frustrated about that, but he's probably one of the main senior members of the squad, and I think he's going to put his trust in them. So Rice, Henderson, Mount, and then I think Foden, Kane, and Rashford. Now, I really want Grealish to start, but he's not in the gang, is he? He's not part of Southgate's kind of favourite boys, but I'm going to go with Foden, Kane, Rashford. And on the bench, I'm going to go with Henderson, Bellingham, Sterling, Cody, and DCL. I think that's going to be there.
As long as DCL's on the bench,
I think that's going to, so that's my team. Now, I think we haven't got Christian with us, but we should probably go through who he's put in his team. I think Jim's going to just take us through.
Just a quick chat for Dean Herbert and George Baker. Joining us live.
Yeah, hey, boys. Good to see you, lads.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the Euros.
It's coming home, boys.
So
this is my real hair. Dean, you'll appreciate that.
Better that ginger bar on it, eh?
Thank you.
So Jim's just going to take us through Christian's.
I've only got starting 11, so he didn't get the subs memo like me. So he's got, again, Pickford in goal. He's gone back for Shaw, Ming, Stones and Walker. Yeah, similar to mine, actually. He's gone Rice and Mount as the two centrals.
Yeah,
and then he's gone Grealish, Foden, Sterling, and Kane.
So a little 4-2-3-1.
Yeah. Again, I don't argue with any of it. I love the fact that you've got Henderson in yours, and I know that you're doing the bit that what you think he's going to play. But I'm all for Henderson being on the pitch. And do you know what? As much as I love Bellingham, I'd swap Bellingham for Henderson.
What if you could?
If you could, like, if Henderson was fit, I'd have him.
Yeah.
I think he's. He's
inspirational.
He's a
captain of the X. Premier League champions,
I think Christian's team is there or thereabouts. And again, goes back to the unpredictability part. Sterling, Grealish is not in the game.
I hope my team's wrong. I so hope that he plays four at the back.
But do you know what's a really good thing? The fact that we've all gone round, we've all gone with different options, which is blinding.
Yeah.
But it shows that we've got a part, that someone's got that or someone's got that.
Yeah.
You go and just go, right, there's your 11, and then you've got a load of backups.
Everyone's
you've got a bit of, yeah. You've got quite, you know what I mean? You've got a bit going on. I quite like that.
Right, so they're our teams. Send in your teams, who you think is going to start on Sunday. So it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, not who you want.
No, not who you want, who you think Southgate's going to start.
Or send in a comment so you don't care.
Either way, we're interested to get any comments.
We're all for it.
Up to you.
Now, the big question, lads, is it coming home? Are we deluded or is it coming home? So let's go around and see what people think. Do we think that England are going to win the Euros? What do you think, guys?
I mean, it's a pathetic question really to ask, isn't it? It is coming home.
You think it's actually coming home?
Yeah.
We have all these podcasts. We go all season long. And for anybody that puts up with us or listens to us, fair play to them.
Yeah.
We go on, and I'm a very unbiased opinion. don't really support anyone, just love football in general. But this is now my month. This is it. This is when I actually get passionate about
a team.
I've come out of the cave. Yeah. This is it. And whether I've had it in so many tournaments, I genuinely do believe that we can win it. Do you know why? Because it's a knockout tournament. So anybody could win it.
Greece won it. Yeah. Portugal won it with one player.
You could win it. The route to winning it, I think, is very tough, irrelevant of where we finish in the group. We're going to get out of the group because even best third place finishes. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We're going to go out and get through the group stages, granted.
Whatever
path we get, we've got to beat some big teams.
Yeah. We've got to do it properly, haven't we? We're not going to get any buys in this Euros.
We're going to win it and we're going to earn it. If we're going to win it,
we're going to have to face, I reckon, at least two big teams.
And we're going to have to win it. And we're probably going to have to nick a dodgy decision or...
That's how you win games. That's how you win tournaments.
Yeah. Don't disagree.
I heard recently that the bookies in this country are getting so many bets behind England. If you go abroad and put a bet on England abroad, you can get up to 10 to 1.
We're like saying a little flight out to Spain, just like a little bet.
Yeah, just to make £8 quid.
Yeah.
We're basically 5 to 1 to win it if you go for a bookies in this country.
Second favourites, aren't
we? Yeah, behind France. France are looking strong.
I've got to say, though, you know, whether we're going to go down the route, I don't know. We're talking about who's favourites. The BBC programme last night, the little warm-up thing, I watched it. I don't know if anyone else did. They're going through the squad and went through a load of nationalities. And for me, the one that stood out is Portugal. And I know they're the holders. But the squad that they've got, the players they've got.
Well, you forget about
some. They have got some incredible
defenders,
players.
Diaz.
They've got Cancelo and Diaz.
Yeah. And then you've got Fernandez and you've got Felix. Jota, Felix.
It's a shame their manager's a dinosaur, isn't it? We've got a comment on screen from Connor. How's that Shandy, Dan? It's not a Shandy.
It's not a Shandy. It's a Foster's top. It's Friday, mate.
Foster's blouse.
Yeah.
He drinks blouse.
I've got an alpha lever. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Actually, whilst we get on the questions, we've got a question here from Dean Herbert. He's saying, have you got an argument to leave Sterling and Rashford out of the England starting lineup? Now, from my perspective, Sterling's not been playing for Man City. Foden's taken his place. I would personally start Rashford because of his pace. He's got a little bit more experience over some of the others. And Sancho's a bit of an unknown, I think, for us, isn't he?
I can't have that.
No, I think Sancho becomes third behind Grealish for Foden. You're looking at that pool.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, beyond them two, but he's better than Rashford and Sterling.
Who is?
Sancho.
Is he better than Rashford?
Yeah.
Or is it that you hate Rashford?
No, there's that too, but he's got so much...
No, there's not that too. He stops at that.
No, but he's got so much. He's so much better than him, stats wise. But you could talk about stats maybe, but then
I could be proved wrong on Phillips with stats.
Yeah,
but that's my issue with stats.
Yeah, but I'm Bellingham.
No, come on.
There's a lot of people, but Sancho's stats are incredible.
I did hear that when I saw his stats, like assists, goals, and involved.
He gets overlooked too much. I think he's a little sort of underdog for us. It's because he's still a juvenile.
What's a juvenile?
Absolutely phenomenal player.
So we're in agreement that Sterling hasn't earned his place because of Foden and what's going on with Foden basically taking his place at Man City.
Yeah.
Rashford's up for debate, I think. So I think some of us think Sancho's earned his place. Some of us think Rashford should keep his place. I think there's not much in it, to be honest with you. I think Rashford's more of a goal threat, but Sancho's got more creativity.
Yeah, I think I'm in the minority with Sancho, but I'm in the minority of a lot of things.
I don't dislike him or not rate him as a player. But against Croatia...
I think Rashford loses the ball too much, and against Croatia, he's not someone I want on the pitch. Same as Sterling. He loses the ball too much. They try and attack, which is great, and then... 5% of the time they get through.
We've got to be a bit more risky, though, haven't we? And I want goal scorers.
That's why you pay Foden and Grealish.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, we're all in agreement that Foden and Grealish have to start. So, whether Southgate decides to crack on with it.
Just let him undo a button on the waistcoat.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Have a little breather.
Just let him have a go. Let him have a go.
So that's the big question. Will Southgate be wearing a three piece? Or is he going to be wearing his Burton's little polo shirt under it?
What's this? Like, it's a shirt that like, stopped here. Like, it's... Yeah, I'm talking about
Southgate's attire.
He digresses every time, every podcast.
I'm pissed that Harvey Barnes ain't there, mate.
Embassy, can he and
Acho
get a passport?
So, guys, so outside of England and France, who else, and Portugal, who else do we think's got a chance? And I mean, Belgium have got a really weak group, and we're always saying how good Belgium squad is.
Yeah,
but
they're not. So they're a team of stars. They're not a star team.
So they're opposite of Germany. Is that what you're saying?
They're not a Germany. Like Germany is a star team, not a team.
What was the stat you gave me yesterday about Croatia?
Croatia have lost two games in 7 years in tournament.
How can we ignore that?
I mean, it's an aging squad, though. That's the problem. Was it Mandzukic up front?
Mandzukic,
I mean,
I don't think he's there, is he?
He
didn't have a great season at Milan, did he?
I personally think it's as open as the Euros when Greece won it. I think anyone of about 10 teams could win it.
When was that, 2004?
2004, yeah. Do you remember the football? 2004.
I mean, that was crazy, wasn't it? I mean, Greece must have been what? They must have been at least 50-1.
With Portugal in the final, didn't they?
Yeah, 1-0, wasn't it?
So Portugal have been in and around it for a while, haven't they? Basically, since Ronaldo's been about.
I agree with Mr. David Pearson. I think Italy got a good chance.
Really? And
my dark horses?
Italy's
Netherlands. Great. I think Netherlands have got. I don't think I've actually heard anyone talk about it.
De Jong's not playing though, is he?
It's a bit of a shame. No, I don't know if you're talking about Frankie or Nigel. If Nigel was playing, they got it. It's going back.
The beak's out. The bike's out.
Yeah, the beak don't bring anything.
United made him a bad player.
I'm not saying he was a bad player, but he didn't bring anything because he's been out of the game for a year.
Staging a goal? Sent home.
Oh, sorry?
Goalkeeper.
For who?
Dutch goalkeeper. Stojan.
Sillissen.
What?
What are you talking about? Sillissen? Tim Krul?
Tim Krul? Is Tim Krul the first goalkeeper?
Yeah, he's number one or number two, yeah.
Right,
I'm real penalty saver.
Can we just pause for a second? I need a beer, Jim. No problem. We've got to make sure we're prioritising what's going on here. Twenty minutes
till
the first game.
Yeah, Netherlands are my dark horses for the Euros.
Yeah.
No, I'm all right at the moment.
So you're going with Netherlands then?
As my dark horses, yeah.
So who's yours, Jim?
Portugal. It's a cop out though, isn't it?
So we're saying it's coming home, we're going with Portugal, Netherlands.
No, this is dark horses, isn't it? We're second favourites. I mean, it's obviously coming home, but a little dark horse is us. Is Netherlands, sorry.
I don't think you can ever overlook Germany and Spain.
They're not dark horses, are they?
I think Germany are at this tournament.
Yeah.
Joachim Löw had a bad one last time, didn't he?
They got knocked out in the group stage.
It's his last chance, isn't it?
Well, he's going after, isn't he?
This is the final hurrah. So actually, just on that topic of going, do you think this is Southgate's last tournament, or do you reckon we're going to end up having to deal with him for the World Cup?
I think what's going to happen is we're going to go to the World Cup, and Eddie Howe's going to bring it.
We went, 20 minutes without you bringing it up? That was a joke, nearly a world record.
That was a joke, by the way. It'd probably be Harry, wouldn't it?
Yeah, terrific.
Right, so we've got our dark horses.
Yeah.
We all want England to win it, obviously.
Yeah.
Right, predictions for Sunday. Let's have. What do we think the predictions are for Sunday, then?
I'll go. I think it's going to be 2-1 us.
2-1 us?
2-1 us, yeah. And I think we're going to score within the first 10 minutes.
Wow.
First 10 minutes, I think we're going to bag a goal. They're going to equalise, but we're going to be all over in the old game. That's my answer.
I think we will be possession heavy. I do agree with that.
Yeah. I think I'm all for it, Jim.
We pick the right formation and the right players, we're going to win 3-0.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. I think I ain't cheating this week for nothing.
I think it's always going to be cagey. We're just looking here, and Cesc Fabregas has put up his England 11 for Sunday.
We haven't even touched on Foden's Barnet.
Got Henderson goal for start.
Foden's Barnet, I mean, if that don't get you ready for it, then I don't know what will.
Bless him.
I did think about doing my life.
What do you think?
Who do I think is going to win it?
Sunday.
Oh, the score on Sunday. Well, I'm worried it's going to be a draw. I'm really concerned about that.
Joe, I'll take a draw.
Shut your mouth.
Against the team that beat us in the World Cup, I would take
a draw. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to go 2-0. Here we go.
That's
2-0.
What I want to
hear. I'm going to go Kane.
Yeah, you see that reverse psychology. That's what I do.
I'm going to go Kane and Mount. Right. And I'm going to go Kane in the first half, Mount in the second half. Job done.
One of our goals would be a pen.
And we're getting to the
Grealish will win it.
So while we're on it then, so biggest game in however many years, probably since Euro 96, so Scotland. Let's just quickly go through how we think we get, because I'm worried McTominay is going to just blast through that midfield and score something. I'm going to go.
But my problem is we will have more ball than it. We have more possession. And they, the only way they will be able to do it, again, Grealish has to play against Scotland, because they will kick him up in the air, and set pieces will be key.
Yeah.
That's how we comfortably beat Scotland.
Yeah, we comfortably beat a lot of teams.
But in that, we all massively focusing in on that game. It's a Friday night. It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It just all falls into place.
Yeah.
We win that game. We've already beat Croatia 3-0. Do you know what I mean? Tuesday night, might as well take her out for a meal, because it don't matter.
Well, you're getting out for a Chinese on Tuesday night. I'm not watching it.
But if you play Grealish against Scotland, they will try and keep up to it. We will get lots of set pieces.
So I would rather not play him against them, purely because they're going to kick the hopes out of him, and I want him for the rest of the tournament.
He's been kicked for 9 months, mate. Look at the amount of stats he's had. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, but he's been out for, 2 months, like before in the last month of the season.
Goes. Ice back on the shin. It's all a trick. It's all Southgate's plan. No, I agree with you, mate. I get what you're saying, but
he has to play against Christ.
The set pieces against Scotland, we will be heavy on possession anyway. But I think actually what Grealish brings, we haven't had for so long.
Do you think we'll be done and dusted then after the first two games before job's done?
I've got to go back with head and heart. I think we beat Scotland, and I think we beat the Czech Republic.
So you're going for 9 points then?
My heart says we're going to lose Croatia on Sunday.
I bet you had.
Logically, I could see it being a draw, being really cagey.
Yeah, I'm going 7 points.
We beat Scotland and we beat Czech.
If we beat Croatia, I think. I think we beat Croatia, we draw to Scotland, and I think we beat Czech Republic, and that we absolutely
run
the Czech Republic. They get done.
And on that, so on that basis, then we end up with either France, Portugal, or Germany.
I'll take one after the other. Let's go.
So, how do you feel about Ronaldo versus Mings?
No, it's Maguire back then.
Yeah,
I'm not happy about that.
I'm happy about Ronaldo after gets anyone.
No, right. I've got a question on the screen here. Who do you think the most overhyped player is?
Overhyped player?
What, in the Euros?
In an England sense, we're going to have to take the context ourselves.
So we did both?
We did both.
I mean, if we're going to retire, Bergkamp. But...
No, current. We're talking about the Euros going into it. Overhyped player.
Well, Mbappe's fantastic, but is he going to do it?
Quite player, quite a good one, isn't it?
My overseas players in France as well comes to the top end.
Not Pogba,
Griezmann.
Yeah,
he was fantastic at Atletico. He hasn't been the same player at Barca. Pogba could have been a great shout.
I don't know. He's been all right for France.
I'm going to stick with it.
It's
tough. I'm going to go with Griezmann in France.
Griezmann.
I'm having Rashford.
That's good. Overhyped player for your own country.
I think he is. Like, everyone's on him, and I just don't see it. Right, every time he gets the ball, he just...
Move on.
All he does is get the ball and lose it.
Right.
Every steady single time.
Okay, that's your England player.
Yeah.
What's your overseas player?
Obviously, it's tough, isn't it? If I had to say anyone, I know he's not going to the Euros, but it'd probably be Ramos.
Is he not in the Euros?
He didn't get picked, did he?
Wow.
They picked Laporte over him.
So he's not even in the Spain squad?
No. I know.
Laporte changed his nationality, and then they bumped Ramos off.
Yeah. Wow. So I think Ramos is extremely
so Ramos and Rashford. I'm going Griezmann and Calvin Phillips.
Yeah.
Who we got here? Is it Steve who's saying Sancho is the most, is the best England player?
No, so, who is? No, just another question. Who's the best England player?
So, best England player. Well, for me, you just got to be really clear cut with this Kane.
He's actually spot.
He's the first one on the team sheet, isn't he?
Yeah, captain as well. All right. I think I've seen someone call him out as captain.
If he didn't have Kane, we'd have no chance of winning it, would we?
He's maybe the best. You could argue second best striker in Euros. No, just at Euros this year.
Oh, in the world.
People say Lewandowski.
I'm sorry, it's between him and Lewandowski.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I don't mean Haaland.
What's that?
Ronaldo.
Good point.
Ronaldo's
but you can
shit.
Play him out wide though, can't you? It's not the same.
I mean, you get more from Kane than Lewandowski.
How about Ronaldo? Do you get more out of Kane? So, if you had the choice of playing Ronaldo for England or Kane, who would you pick?
Yeah, it's a very good
point. It's fucking great point. Yeah, it's actually annoying.
You have Ronaldo.
They've pulled that out.
You have Ronaldo.
Do you know what? No. For the sake of it.
He's our captain. And
Harry's there. What's
that? Is that Dean piping up again? Brighton have got more players in the Spanish squad than Real Madrid. Can't believe that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, they got that. Robert Sanchez.
Is that a real stat?
Yeah. They've got
Robert
Sanchez, they've got
a GK,
Ramsey,
they've
got none.
That's a fantastic stat.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Where have you been? Where have you been?
So, Steve, yeah, I think we agree with you. Kane is the best player.
Easy.
Yeah. Let's just hope he plays up front rather than holding midfield.
If you get this right, and you get the formation right, and you get that creativity behind him, he won't need to. Because Foden and Grealish will give him everything he wants. He'll be like a buffet. He'll do what he wants.
Buffet.
Do you want some prawn toast, Kane? It's there for you, mate. It's there for you, mate.
Whatever you want, mate. You order it up, I'll get it for you.
Fantastic. Right.
So, yeah, you didn't do your best England and overseas. No, overrated, sorry.
Overrated. So, overrated.
Tough question. Very tough question.
Off the cuff as well. I've been...
Good though.
Yeah, I loved it. But, I mean, I think I've done well with Ramos. But that's easy.
I think it is really difficult. I think...
I think England wants to pick up.
I think Mbappe would be either really, really good or dog shit. I don't know which way it's going to go. It'd either be potentially golden boot or he might even score a goal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got massive expectations on him.
Big time.
Mbappe. Won a
World Cup, scored in the final.
Well,
yeah, he's done it.
Lit the World Cup up as well.
But France have a history of either being amazing or no good.
Yeah, crap. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Mbappe, my overseas. So overrated for England.
Yeah. Be careful what you say because I've had a Stella.
I mean, we're putting a lot of pressure on Grealish and Foden, aren't we?
Yeah.
I really, really hope that Foden does really well.
I love the fact he's done his bar there, like Gazza. I feel like he's bought that pressure.
Stones, if they play like them, how can they not?
I think Stones for me is potentially a little bit overrated. I think he could make mistakes.
Sorry about him, everyone. He's had a couple of beers.
Okay. Right. Anyone else got any more questions they want to ask?
Do France too many egos to win? 100%. I've never seen a team with so many egos.
Pogba's a prick.
But the thing is, you know the whole Benzema scandal and that. Was it Didier Deschamps, wasn't it?
Very arrogant side.
But then he still brought him back. He's obviously realised how actually good Benzema is, and he's still brought him back. He's obviously a coward.
Yeah, get that. But
Benzema is one of the most underrated. We've had overhyped, underrated. He's the most underrated, I reckon, in the world.
Well, you don't stay at Madrid for that long. All right, you probably don't take the biggest paycheck as all the big superstars, so you're quite clever.
Yeah.
But you are there for a reason.
Yeah, he's unreal. His stats this year as well, incredible.
Well, I don't know who the question's from. Thank you for the question. But do France have too many egos to win? My personal opinion, 100% yes.
I think they've got too many egos, but they have got a big chance of winning. There's a reason they're the favourites.
I think they'd be really good on their flop.
They're either winning it or...
There is a chance I'll get for the group.
Yeah, but no, because there's no way Hungary are going to top them.
Hungary are going to win a game, mate. Right.
Now, to be fair, last time they played Portugal, they drove 4-0.
Right. Now, unfortunately, we're going to have to go and watch the game, lads. Like,
yeah,
we're going to need to get tuning into the game. I hope all of you guys have a fantastic time on Sunday. It's coming home. We're going to do the raffle now. And then when we've done the raffle, we've got a little special treat for you. So stay tuned.
But before we do the raffle...
Yeah.
Didn't look at the screen, did I? I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's followed us, liked us, retweeted, supported us.
We appreciate you all.
Fun.
Have a fantastic tournament.
Enjoy the football.
It's coming home.
As Jerry Springer would say, look after yourselves and each other. Here comes the raffle. Good luck to you all.
Yeah, let's have a look. Who's going to win it? So, a lot of names.
There's a lot of names on there.
This is it. This is the spin in it. Who is it?
Who we got? What?
Who is it? Looks like Ashwood. Yeah. Ashwood, well done, mate.
Congratulations, Ashwood. Mate.
Send in your shirt size and we're going to get out to you.
Yeah. Wallop.
Well done, mate.
Coming on. For the Euros. Let's go.